The three candidates have positioned themselves as the conservative alternatives for Montanans. 58-year-old Elsie Arntzen has served in the Montana legislature since 2005. Arntzen says it's time for Montana to be served by someone with a unique voice, one she says that mirrors what's really happening in Montana. She emphasizes the importance of local control over local issues.
Currently, I chair transportation in the Senate, and one of the last bills that I offered this last legislative session was a commerce corridor. Now, that commerce corridor could be any mode of transportation, whether it's highway, whether it's rail, whether it's air. But the most important part of that bill was to make sure that the local entities that surrounded that corridor had a seat at the table, because it is about that community. And as I'll say again, politics and that discussion should be local.
Arntzen, Turiano, and Stapleton all support the Keystone XL pipeline and say the fact the Obama administration still has made no decision on its future shows a lack of fundamental leadership. 40-year-old Helena real estate developer Drew Turiano.
I believe most conservatives support the plan, the XL pipeline. I think it's a good thing. I think it's going to create thousands of jobs in Montana and the surrounding states and elsewhere here in this country, and it's a good thing. Some environmentalists, I guess, have a problem with it, but they shouldn't really have that much of a problem with it. According to all the studies, I mean, it's the safest way to transport oil, actually. It's safer than trucks. Shouldn't be problematic at all, really.
46-year-old Billings financial advisor Corey Stapleton served in the Montana Senate from 2000 to 2008 before being term limited out. Stapleton sees the ongoing debate over the Keystone as just one part of a bigger problem,
which is the obstructionists of the left on trying to do things that are just sensible. Which is use the energy that's available to us so we don't have to go to other continents and other hot spots and whatnot. The global warming, I don't know, what is in 20 or 30 years, the world's temperature's gone up 0.1 of a degree, something like that?
Stapleton says he doesn't know specifically why the planet has historically and continues to warm up and cool down.
I know that they've been doing it since the beginning of time. I think that the prudent thing to do is continue to have lesser effect on our environment as we move through history, which is what Americans are very good at doing, but not do it in a way that hurts our businesses or is so ideologically driven that it becomes absurd. If we shut down all the coal-fired power plants, if we didn't build any more pipelines, we would become a much weaker nation. And the outcomes to the world would not be good.
The three candidates describe themselves as rock-solid supporters of the Second Amendment and do not support proposals for more extensive background checks. Public school teacher Elsie Arntzen says the Sandy Hook school shooting, in which 20 school children and 6 adults were gunned down, did not change her opinion on gun control. Do you think teachers should be armed?
Teachers need to understand guns. I don't think it's the gun itself that causes the grief. It's the person that's behind the gun. And so we do an awful lot of things with outreach and counseling and that. But I do not believe that an overreaching government saying that it is the gun itself is the problem. It is not. It's the individual.
Would you like to see teachers armed or have the ability to be armed?
I think teachers, just like as they are in any part of the community, needs to have an access to that. Whether it comes onto the campus or not, I'm going to come back to my very first statement. It's local. It is up to that community, and it is up to that local school board and entity to decide that.
The cornerstone of Drew Turiano's campaign is immigration. Turiano says he believes just about any other issue is secondary to that.
If something isn't done about immigration in terms of placing a moratorium on all immigration to America, legal and illegal, because the illegal aliens will eventually get amnesty and become legal also. What happens is going to be the end of the Republican Party in this country. The Republican Party is going to go the way of the Whigs. It'll be the end of conservatism in this country. The fact of the matter is that most immigrants who come to this country and have come into this country are big government people. They're going to support the party of big government, the Democrats. They're not going to support the party of small government, the Republican Party, which will mean the end of the Republican Party in about 5 to 10 years nationally.
Turiano's called for a plan to round up and deport illegal immigrants, a plan he dubbed Operation Wetback, which caused a sharp rebuke from Democrats and Republicans alike, some of whom now describe him as a racist, a label he denies.
I didn't come up with it, actually. It was President Eisenhower who came up with that. That was back in the 1950s. It was a policy that he named and he came up with that deported all illegal immigrants from America and their American-born children as well. And it worked because he deported about 1.4 million illegal immigrants, and others decided to leave because, you know, they knew that they were going to be thrown out.
All of this, I guess, your hardline stance on immigration plus the use of Operation Wetback. Are you a racist? Do you hate and fear ethnic minority?
Oh, no, of course not. Like I said, it was a policy that President Eisenhower came up with, and I support it. And that was never meant to be derogatory or anything. That's the farthest thing from me. I mean, I love all people.
Stapleton, like Turiano and Arnson, opposes gay marriage.
Well, I've actually read several articles on the people who were at the forefront of this, who admittedly would prefer that we get away from that whole concept, i.e., if a lesbian couple wants to have kids, you know, they can raise kids through uncles and friends. And why do we need to have this such this rigid, you know, man and woman standard to raise kids, when in fact now we can just get these kids, you know, however, whether it's through adoption or in vitro, all these different things. I mean, you know, 50 years from now, they'll probably have guys carrying kids if they can. You know, I mean, where do you stop with the absurdity? You know, we'll mandate that women get equal playing time in the NFL. I mean, it's like, come on. We're all equal, right? You know, my experience has been that a child raised by a mother and a father in a loving environment, to which you point out doesn't always happen, should be the ideal, and I support promoting that.
All three describe themselves as pro-life candidates, but Arnson says there should be no exceptions, including in cases of rape and incest.
That would be a horrible, horrible thing to have occur, and even the mother's life in jeopardy with that. So I can only say that I am 100% pro-life. I've felt life. I know what life is.
So it would be a terrible thing to happen, but you would not support abortions for women who have gone through those terrible things?
I wouldn't say that you couldn't support them. Support would mean that, you know, it would come to the family. It would come to anything in healthcare that we could provide, anything in the community that we could provide for those individuals, because that's what it's all about. But when it comes to regulation and things, I think it needs to be up to the individual.
But the act of abortion still you would not support in the
cases of rape or incest. I am 100% pro-life.
Okay, so that's a no then. You're nodding your head. Turiano agrees. Stapleton is a pro-life candidate except for those cases of rape, incest, or a life-threatening condition for a woman. The Republican candidates for the U.S. House are State Senator Matt Rosendale of Glendive, former State Senator Corey Stapleton of Billings, State Senator Elsie Arnson of Billings, Drew Turiano of Helena, and former State Senator Ryan Zinke of Whitefish. We've already provided a profile of Zinke, and that can be found at our website, mtpr.org. Matt Rosendale did not respond to our interview requests. The primary is next Tuesday, June 3rd. For Montana Evening Edition, I'm Edward O'Brien.